one never really understood the 80s is over and done.
Hey Penguins, this is Avery Jaffe, host of Do It Live on Penguin Radio. Give me an hour and I'll give you the heads up for what's happening at Dominican. From campus events to Penguin sports and Edge Hill parties. Start your Thirsty Thursday off right with a shot of controversial news and comments.
Welcome, welcome. This is DJ Tellum here at radio.dominican.edu with Gotta Let Them Know. Welcome to my show where I'll be talking about world news, celebrity news, strange news, and whatever else news you can think of. So welcome to my show, and let's start off the night right with Beyonce featuring Andre 3000, Party.
You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, you got the swag, so she drippin' swag goo. Ooh. Just makes me feel old. Never thought that we could become someone else's hero. Man, we were just in the food court eating our heroes. Yesterday, that's the way. Every single morning I try to pray. Grandmama and them, they never forgot. Nothing else really mean nothing to me. I ain't studying to be talking to me. Girl, why you up with me? Move on, ain't nothing to see. Shh. Always something to song. I'm the wrong, off the rip. Cause of him, all of them will remember the men. Nut, they fell in love with rap. Black like having your cousin back. Blue like when that rent is due. Cream like when I'm loving you.
That was Party by Beyonce featuring Andre 3000. Welcome back. This is again DJ Tellum with my show Gotta Let Them Know at here radio.dominican.edu, and thank you for tuning in. So first off, I would like to encourage you to come out and support DU basketball this Saturday night because it is a Play for K night at the Conlin Center. Play for K is an opportunity for a nation of coaches to raise breast cancer awareness and funds for research on the court, across campuses, in communities, and beyond. PSAAC will be selling pink t-shirts to raise money for the K Yao Cancer Fund. Shirts will be on sale at lunch this week in front of Calarega for $8 or at the door Thursday night for $10. All the money raised will be sent to the K Yao Cancer Fund. If you wear your pink Play for K shirt to the game, admission is free. Women's game tips at 5:30 and the men's tips at 7:30. I hope to see you guys there, and you should go because it is a good cause and it helps out good people. So to start off the night, I just want to say I went to the Big Time Rush concert in Sacramento on Monday. Can I say that these boys are really, really good looking. Like, really good looking, surprisingly. Well, at first, I didn't think they were going to be good because maybe their TV show was just, like, a gimmick and stuff. But it turns out the concert ended up being surprisingly entertaining. Like, the boys could sing, the boys could dance, and the boys could entertain. So, shout out to the Big Time Rush because you guys made a cracking concert, and that was good. And it was a really full house, too. So, it wasn't just, like, at first, I thought it was going to be, like, teenage girls from, like, 12 to, like, 9. But it turns out there was people my age, too. So, I wasn't the only one out there. So, first off, so my second song to play is off their first album. I totally forgot what it's called. The song called Worldwide by Big Time Rush.
Tell me anything, how was your day? Cause I've been missing
you by my side, yeah.
Did I awake you out of your dream? I'm sorry, but I couldn't sleep.
Calm me down, there's something about the sound of your voice.
know my name, but don't you worry.
'Cause you have my heart.
That was Worldwide by Big Time Rush. So the first news we're going to start off tonight with is some international world news. A commuter train, so first off, reported from csmonitor.com, a commuter train that crashed into the once train station at rush hour brakes had failed in Buenos Aires today. A packed commuter train plowed into the buffers at a Buenos Aires station during Wednesday's morning rush hour, killing 49 people and injuring more than 600 in Argentina's worst rail accidents in more than 30 years, officials say. So prayers go out to the people in Argentina. Next up, unfortunately, rise in crimes in Egypt brings citizens unease. Egyptians say they do not recognize their country now. It has changed to a place with carjackings, soccer melees, and brazen bank robberies. The revolution that sparked the country 1 year ago set loose a change in the air that Egyptians find unfamiliar. Soldiers guard the street, but few people feel safe. Police have returned to do their duties, but their presence is sporadic. They appear and they disappear at random times. Although there have been burglaries and attacks and assaults in poor neighborhoods, it is everywhere now, and people are murdered for money in the places that used to be the safest, according to a citizen, Saud Mahoud, a Cairo street vendor. Analyst and writer Abdel Monim Said wrote in an article on Al-Ahram Weekly, "The revolution succeeded, but the nation did not." So Egypt is in trouble right now. But they should arrive last year with their revolution. They can survive this. So as I reported last week, U.S. investigators concluded that deadliest prison fire in a century at the Honduras prison may have been caused by a lit match, cigarette, or some other open flame. Honduran officials initially said that the blaze broke out after an inmate threatened to burn the prison down. But the team of investigators from the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives was able to rule all the other possible causes of the fire, such as lightning strike, electrical causes, or the use of a flammable or combustible liquid. The death toll at the Tumayagua prison rose to 360. So investigation is still going around the cause of the large fire of the prison last week. Families are still in distress because they still don't know, or they still can't find their family members. So Honduras, prayers go out to you there too. So next up, this is Get It Together by Indy Ari.
One shot to your heart without breaking your skin. No one has the power to hurt you like your kin. Kept it inside, didn't tell no one else. Didn't even wanna admit it to yourself. And now your chest burns and your back aches from 15 years of holding the pain, and now you only have yourself to blame if you continue to live this way.
Get it together.
You wanna heal your body.
Get it together.
You have to heal your heart. Whatsoever you sow, you will reap.
Get it together.
Future ahead of me, that's what they say. I'd be starving if I ate all the lies they fed. 'Cause I've been redeemed from your anguish and pain. A miracle child, I'm floating on a cloud. 'Cause the words that come from your mouth, you're the first to hear. Speak words of beauty, yeah, you will be there. No matter what, even if
yourself.
Get it together.
You wanna heal your body.
Get it together.
You have to heal your heart, yeah. Whatsoever you sow, you will reap.
Get it together.
The choice is yours, no matter what it is, to choose. One shot to your heart without breaking your skin. No one has the power to hurt you like your friends. Thought it would never change, but as time moved on, that ugly duckling grew up to be a swan. And now your chest burns and your back aches, because now the years are showing up on your face. But you'll never be happy and you'll never be whole until you see the beauty in growing old.
Get it together.
You wanna heal your body.
Get it together.
You have to heal your heart. Whatsoever you sow, you will reap.
That was Get It Together by Indy Ari. So next up, we have some U.S. news. So a lot of people have been anticipating the fight of the century of Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather. Is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? But by the looks of things, it really isn't. Rather than Pacquiao and Mayweather going at it on May 5th, instead, Mayweather is going against Miguel Cotto at the MGM Grand Garden. Weeks before that, he waged a public campaign about Pac-Man and his fight on Twitter, news conferences, and he took upon every chance to make it seem like Pacquiao is avoiding the match. However, according to a Yahoo Sports exclusive interview with Manny says, he says all this, but you know what? He doesn't want the fight. I want the fight. I'm the one who wanted this fight all along. The whole money issue seems to be the root of the problem. Pacquiao is willing to go 50-50 with the money earned, and he agreed to do all the things Mayweather was demanding, like the blood test. Manny said that he told his advisor, Michael Contz, to offer Mayweather a guarantee of $50 million, with the rest of the revenue being split, with 55% going to the winner and 45% going to the loser. But Mayweather's manager, Leonard Ellerby, denied that there was such an offer that was made, and it was a stunt dreamed up by Manny's promoter, Bob Arum. So, will these two ever come to agreement to how much they're willing to earn from beating each other up? Who knows, man, but this fight needs to come soon. Next, according to health.com, middle-aged women are roughly more likely to become depressed if they experience migraine headaches. The study found that the risk of depression appears to stay elevated even if the pain stops. Women whose migraines had not troubled them within the past year were just as likely to become depressed as women who were still enduring the headaches. According to lead author Tobias Kurth, an epidemiologist at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, for women at least, migraine is a risk factor for depression, but there's no good biological reason why the link would not apply to men. Kurth and his colleagues drew their data from the Women's Health Study, an ongoing survey of female health professionals that began in 1993. They examined the medical records of more than 36,000 women who had no history of depression at the start of the study. Roughly 18% of the women were experiencing some form of migraine or had suffered from the headaches in the past. Over the next 14 years, 11% of the study participants received a depression diagnosis. Compared to women with no history of migraine, those who had ever had one were 30% more likely to become depressed. Women who used to get headaches but were migraine-free in the year leading up to the study were 41% more likely to be diagnosed. After taking into account the woman's age, smoking and drinking habits, and other excruciating factors, the researchers found that the type of migraine did not influence the depression risk. Next up, so last night at a White House concert celebrating Black History Month, President Barack Obama hosted an in-performance in the White House, Red, White, and Blues in the East Room, which was transformed into a blues clubs, complete with a stage and moody lighting to make the night crackin'. As the night was coming to an end, Obama thanked everyone for coming, but Buddy Guy would not leave him off the hook. So Obama took the mic and sang along to Sweet Home Chicago, surrounded by music greats like Jeff Beck, Mick Jagger, B.B. Kind, and Susan Tedeschi. You can check out the video of President Barack Obama singing at my blog at dj-tellem@blogspot.com. That is dj-tellem.blogspot.com. So CNN reports today that an Indiana lawmaker opposes celebrating the 100th year anniversary of the Girl Scouts of America because he says the group sexualizes young girls and promotes homosexuality and is a tactical arm of Planned Parenthood. Indiana State Representative Bob Morris had sent a letter to the members of the Republican caucus stating that the parents were abandoning Girl Scouts because they promote homosexual lifestyles. Morris did what he called a small amount of research on the internet. He and his wife concluded that the Girl Scouts have become a tactical arm of Planned Parenthood and are part of agents that include sexualizing young girls. In a statement, the Girl Scouts said, regarding Representative Morris, if the freshman representative wishes to discredit the contributions that hundreds and thousands of Indiana women and girls have made through the Girl Scouts program over the last 100 years, then he's entitled to his opinion. Not only is Representative Morris off the mark on his claims, it is also unfortunate in his limited research that he failed to discover that since 1917, every First Lady has served as the honorary leader of the Girl Scouts, including Nancy Reagan, Barbara Bush, and Laura Bush. So there you have it. Betty Corcoran, president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Indiana, said she was disappointed in Morris's word, calling them inflammatory, misleading, and woefully inaccurate and harmful. So that is it for your U.S. news. In conclusion, there will be no epic fight between Mayweather and Pacquiao. Migraines may cause depression for women. Obama got bars and singing, and the Girl Scouts are out to seduce you. America, man, such an interesting country. So up next, we have one of my favorites, Childish Gambino, who, surprisingly enough, finally, The Community is going to be back on air March 15th. So this is Donald Glover, a.k.a. Childish Gambino, Heartbeat. I lie. It's not working. So let me hit you up with another one. This is Otis by Jay-Z featuring Kanye West.
It makes it easier to bear.
So soulful, don't you agree? I invented sweat, popping bottles, putting supermodels in a cab. Proof, I guess I got my swagger back. Truth, new watch alert. New blows, all the big face rollie, I got two of those. Arm out the window through the city, I maneuver slow. Cut back, snap back, see my cut through the holes.
Damn, Easy and Hov, where the f*** you been? Talking real reckless, stuntman. I adopted these till I'm drumming them. Now I'm about to make them tuck their whole summer in. They say I'm crazy, but I'm about to go dumb again. They ain't see me cause I pulled up in my other bins. Last week I was in my other bins. Throw your diamonds up, cause we in this dipping up again.
Photo shoot fresh, looking like wealth. I'm about to call a paparazzi on myself. Live from the Mercer. Run up on Yeezy the wrong way, I might murk it. Flee in the G450, I might surface. Political refugee asylum can be purchased. Everything's for sale. Got 5 passports, I'm never going to jail.
I made Jesus walks, I'm never going to hell. Couture level flow, it's never going on sale. Luxury rap, the Hermes of verses. Sophisticated ignorance, write my curses in cursive. I get it custom, you a customer. You ain't custom to going through customs. You ain't been nowhere, huh? And all the ladies in the house got them showing out. I'm done, I hit you up, man, yeah. Nah.
Welcome to Havana, smoking Cubanos with Castro and Cabanas. Viva Mexico, Cubano, Dominicano, all the plugs that I know. Driving Benzes, with no benefits. Not bad, huh, for some immigrants. Build your fences, we digging tunnels. Can't you see we getting money up under you?
Can't you see the private jets flying over you? Maybach, bumper stickery, what we're overdue? Jay is chilling, yay is chilling. What more can I say? We killing them. Hold up, before we end this campaign. As you can see, we done bodied the man's blames. Lord, please let them accept the things that can't change, and pray that all of their pain be champagne.
That was Otis by Jay-Z featuring Kanye West. So here's some interesting thing I found today on Yahoo. So 10 new weight loss myths and facts. So first, number one, eating after 8 p.m. is a diet don't. Is that a myth or is that a fact? That is a myth. It's not when you eat, it's what and how much you eat. The reason some diets suggest you close the kitchen after enjoying the early bird special is that people have a tendency to overeat at night, especially if they have skipped a meal during the day. If you're finding yourself binging at night, chances are you're not eating anywhere near enough good calories during the day, says fitness and lifestyle consultant Ashley Borden. Number two, a calorie is a calorie is a calorie. So you gain weight when you consume more calorie than your body burns, and yet not all calories are the same. It's really the good / bad carb distinction. Bad carbohydrates, refined simple sugars, are rapidly digested and absorbed into the bloodstream. Celebrity Nutritious Pollock explains, if there is a high concentration of blood sugars, then the excess sugars can be stored as fat. The fiber and good carbohydrates help slow down the rate of digestion, controlling blood sugars, blood sugar levels, which results in a longer window of the time during the body during which the body can burn the calories from those good carbohydrates before the excess is stored as fat. So what are the number three. Drinking broth-based soups before you can eat help you feel more full, thus eat less. That is a fact. So a study conducted at Penn State University demonstrated that eating foods with a high water content increases one's sense of fullness. Interestingly, drinking water on its own has not been shown to have the same impact. Evidently, water is emptied out your stomach more quickly than water incorporated into foods you eat, so it doesn't trigger any of the body cues that tell your body you are full. Number four, if you're on a diet, you should avoid red meat at all costs. That is a myth. Actually, you don't have to swear off red meat. Red meat, in moderation, is a great source of protein and iron. Number five, all grams are created equal. Remember the old riddle, what weighs more, 100 pounds of brick or 100 pounds of feathers? They, of course, weigh the same, but the size of the feather pile will be much bigger than the stack of bricks. That analogy kind of helps when you think of grams of food. A gram of protein has 4 calories, a gram of carbohydrates also has 4 calories, but a gram of fat has 9 calories. The difference in calories per gram is the reason why one food may have one more calorie than an identical serving of another. It is also the reason for the proliferation of low-fat and fat-free products. Limiting the number of grams of fat you consume each day makes it easier to stay in your calorie budget and your skinny jeans. Number six, over-the-counter weight loss products that are labeled natural or herbal are safe and effective. Is that a myth or is that a fact? That is a myth. It sucks because you just waste a lot of money. But this was a gimme, right? Ephedra ring any bells? Just because you can buy something in health food store doesn't mean it is healthy. Unless and until a product claims to have been evaluated by the FDA, you should be skeptical. And in any event, it's worth consulting a physician before taking any drugs. Not all diet pills are unsafe. So number seven, your body has a biological predetermined set weight and all attempts to change it will fail. Fact or myth? That is a myth. So blame your grandparents for your yo-yoing you see on the scale isn't going to fly. While our genetic heritage does play a role in our body consumption, we can still have control by leading an active lifestyle and eating well. And if you're predisposed to be skinny, well, you still ought to be eating right and exercising for your health. So number eight, if you're not sweating enough while working out, you're not working hard enough. Is that a myth or a fact? I thought it was a fact, but it is a myth. So there is zero correlation between perspiration and weight loss. The only thing sweat signifies is that the body is working to cool itself off. Everyone sweats differently, and anyway, it is not clear that working out for a shorter period at a higher intensity is better than working out for a longer duration at a lower intensity. In terms of weight loss, what works best for your lifestyle and your schedule is going to work best because you will stick with it. Your muscles will continue to burn calories after both aerobic and anaerobic exercise. Number nine, you should wait until you are hungry to eat. Myth or a fact? That is a myth. So people who skip meals or eat erratically have a tendency to overeat to make up the food they miss. And eating too few calories actually triggers your body to hold on to fat and burn fewer calories. Hunger is a great indication that your metabolism is turned on. If your metabolism is turned on, you should feel hungry every 3 to 4 hours. Bottom line is, being hungry is a good sign. It means that your body is working the way it's supposed to burn off calories and keep running smoothly. On the other hand, starving yourself to the point where your body thinks it needs to conserve calories for the long haul is both unhealthy and works against your weight loss goal. So don't be afraid to eat when you're hungry. Just make wise choices. And last one, number 10. There is no miracle fat burning food. Fact or a myth? That is a fact. Not mustard, not grapefruit, not green tea, not celery. No food is going to do the work for you. While there are foods that might temporarily speed up your metabolism, it won't be in any sustained way that the impact will that they will impact weight loss. Simpson points out that much of the data to support these claims stem from the nutritional research or studies where people ingested very large quantities of the particular food or natural health supplements for an extended period of time. and don't try replicating those studies at home. Simpson warns that consuming large quantities of certain foods may offset the body's balance to digest, absorb, or neutralize byproducts or toxins in the body. For example, even though grapefruit has some benefits, it may also affect the way the body absorbs, processes, and eliminates certain prescription drugs. So there you go. Those are 10 new weight loss myths and facts for you. Brought to you by me, DJ Tellum, here at radio.dominican.edu. So next up, we got John West featuring Jay Sean, Already There.
B.I.G. Boy. John West.
Ain't got a dollar, but I'm feeling like a millionaire. You know that we're already ain't got the answers, but I guess I never really care. You know that we're already there.
Yeah, we already there. We ready to wear. We've been through craziness, but we always come prepared. I feel like Apple stock, feel like Louis Vuitton. I feel like John Legend mixed with a little Khan. This is our generation, this is our time. We revolutionary, standing on the front line. I always got your back, so now let's get the fame. We taking giant steps, John Coltrane.
I ain't got a dollar, but I'm feeling like millionaire. You know that we're already ain't got the answers, but I guess I never really care. You know that we're already so. Everybody in the world, if you hear me now, put your hands in the air if you're with me now. This goes out to you, Jesus everywhere. You know that we're already there.
Big bottles, I deserve the big bottles. Keep that champagne, pop, 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 pop. Might just need your goggles. I got good drinks, bad girls. You know opposites attract. See, I came from the bottom, so what's the opposite of that? Top shelf, top floor. Got a top model with a top off. Got a top chef, make a five course. I'm top five, then drop four. Is this the top of the world? I'm living with the people I die for. And if they ain't at the top with you, then you ain't at the top.
I ain't got a dollar, but I'm feeling like a millionaire. Yeah. You know that we're already ain't got the answers, but I guess I never really care. You know that we're already so. Everybody in the world, if you hear me now, put your hands in the air if you're with me now. This goes out to the cheaters everywhere. You know that we're already there. It's where we're trying to be, where the road is trying to lead. I'ma get there. Even if I should fall, I'll pick it up again, up again. Moving on, I find a way. All I can do is what I do today. Don't you know it already there, yeah. I ain't got a dollar, but I'm feeling like a millionaire. You know that we already ain't got the answers, but I guess I never really care. You know that we're already so. Everybody in the world, if you hear me now, put your hands in the air if you're with me now. This goes out to the dreamers everywhere. You know that we're already there.
Yeah, we're already there. Yeah.
Feeling like a millionaire. You know that we're already there.
And that was John West, Already There, featuring Big Sean. So first off, so let's go into some celebrity news. Tuesday night in London, singer Adele flashes a middle finger at the Brit Awards. As the singer was ready to receive her second award for Album of the Year, she was interrupted by the night's host, British TV presenter and actor James Corden. He was ready to introduce the band Blur to kick off their closing set. Corden, who was upset about stopping Adele, stated that, "I was having a blast, the best night of my life, and then I had to cut off Adele before she's even had the chance to say thank you. She's the biggest star in the world. I don't understand what happened, but I'm upset about it." So Blur played for 11 minutes, and she didn't get the chance to say thank you. So in the end, Adele apologized for the incident, but stated that the gesture was aimed at the suits and not at her fans. So today, Kourtney Kardashian revealed that she is having a baby girl. Yay! Congrats, Kourtney. So magazine, OK Magazine, revealed that the story this morning, and the family could not be any happier. Courtney and her baby daddy, Scott, are expected to have their new audition with their son, their two-year-old son, Mason, in late spring. Congrats again, Courtney. You are a cute mom, so it's cute. So next up, turns out that the tickets for the movie The Hunger Games went on sale today. I did not know that, and I should get myself some too. So according to Fandango, the advanced ticket seller, The Hunger Games was eating up fully 83% of its Wednesday sales. Although there is yet to be any comparisons available showing how The Hunger Games was doing versus the first Twilight movie or the first Harry Potter movie, The Hunger Games should be rising up there. I myself have read the trilogy and the books were good, but this is actually one of the rare occasions to me where the movie is better than the book, rather than the book being better than the movie. Yeah. So, with a great cast of Jennifer Lawrence, Liam Hemsworth, Josh Hutcherson, Woody Harrelson, and many more, the movie looks good and I am excited. It comes out in theaters March 23rd, so I suggest all of you guys to check it out because it looks cracking. So, according to E! Online, to Lindsay Lohan's judge, Stephanie Sautner, it seems like Miss Lohan is getting her life back on track. To be honest, it is about time, girl. So she arrived 24 minutes early to her probation, which is the earliest she has ever arrived. And not only was she early, but she dressed appropriately in a tan trench coat, mint green dress, and a chunky diamond bracelet. Lindsay has been completing all the terms of her probation. All she has left to do is complete 14 days of community service and 5 therapy sessions by March 19th and pay off $3,500 in fines. That's a lot of money, girl. I don't know what you've been doing, but that's a lot. So, although her probation prevents her from leaving the state for pleasure, she can leave unless it is for a business reason, like her return to host SNL on March 3rd. Let's check that out. Check that out too. So, 4 for you, Lindsay. You get your life back together. So that's it for the celebrity news today. Now, let's go with some... let's see, what am I feeling right now? Let's go with some... let's see. This Ain't the Way, an original by my favorite YouTube singer, Jeremy Passion. Look him up, Jeremy Passion YouTube. He seriously has one of the most beautiful voice. This is called This Ain't the Way by Jeremy Passion featuring Miss Tori Kelly.
Stepped off the peak of a good time, right back to the valley of a bad rhyme. All these ups and downs, can we turn around and stay high, high above the sky and fly? But gravity, sometimes it feels good, sometimes it don't. At times it's visible, sometimes let's show. Gotta work the sound over the way around, we're both grown. You and I, baby, you and I. Darling, take my hand, realize we're on the same team. Try to understand that I'm not your enemy. Let's work it out. Give and take or agree to disagree. Cause this ain't the way love's supposed to be.
Just the other day, we were doing fine. Even on a rainy day, we had sunshine. But just like a hat, you snap back. You changed your mind. Ooh, boy, fire where you're cold as ice. If people only knew that you are not always nice. Bite your tongue and watch your tone. Think before you speak, cause you gotta know what this woman needs.
Darling, take my hand. Realize we're on the same team. Try to understand that I'm not your enemy. Let's work it out. Give and take or agree to disagree. Cause this ain't the way love's supposed to be. It ain't hard to see.
That was This Ain't the Way by Jeremy Passion featuring Tori Kelly. So tonight, the last news of the day is some strange, interesting, crazy news, something like that. First off, in Oxnard, California, Michael Rohrer is excited to turn a family collection of comic books into a small fortune. He said he found the collection in his basement while cleaning out his great uncle's home. Rohrer will auction off 345 comic books in New York today. That is a lot of comic books. So among those 345 books are 44 of the top 100 issues from what's known as the Golden Age of Comics. The books are expected to net as much as $2 million in bids. Whew, that is a lot of money. $2 million just for comic books? Dang, that's a lot. So can a person's Facebook profile reveal what kind of employee he or she might be? So according to a new paper published in the Journal of Applied Social Psychology, the answer is yes. Reported by the LA Times, if you're smugly thinking to yourself, I've carefully wiped my Facebook page of any incriminating photos, comments, and mobile posts. Well, it turns out you may still not have your hidden... You may still not have hidden your true nature from future employers. So on a rating scale that examines key personality attributes that indicate future job success, you might get rated high in conscientiousness and possibly low on extroversion. So other things a prospective employer might be able to glean from your Facebook profile is openness to new experiences. Maybe some vacation pictures from a glacier off New Zealand. Emotional stability. Are your friends constantly offering your words of comfort? And agreeableness. Are you constantly arguing with your friends? So be careful what you guys put out there because it will come haunt you in later times. So today is Ash Wednesday. So Christian leaders in Cincinnati and Rhode Island were offering ashes to mark Ash Wednesday, but are unsure on time. So I will rephrase that. In Cincinnati and Rhode Island, people were offering ashes to go for those who wish to mark Ash Wednesday but are short on time. So basically in Cincinnati, they had drive-through ashes. So Reverend Patricia Anderson Cook of Mount Healthy of United Methodist Church in Cincinnati put ashes on foreheads of motorists without them leaving their comfort of their car from the church's parking lot today from 5 to 6 p.m. So basically, you just drive. It's kind of like fast food, but instead of food, you get some ashes. So in East Providence, Rhode Island, Reverend Jennifer Perderick, rector of the Episcopal Church of the Epiphany, along with her assistant, Reverend Edmund Harris, went to the Providence train station early Wednesday to distribute ashes to commuters and passerbyers, the Providence Journal reported. So what a convenience today. So that is it for my news tonight. Let me hit you off with my last song. And this, let me hit you off with my second to last song. This is Move Like Jagger by Maroon 5. Was Moves Like Jagger by Maroon 5 featuring Christina Aguilera. So it comes to the end of the night. So good night. Thank you for tuning in with me, DJ Tellum, here at radio.dominican.edu with my show, I Gotta Let Them Know. Next up, we have The Juice Box with DJ Aussie and K Sully. So let me end my show with, Beyonce or Adele? Let's go tonight with some Beyonce because I love Beyonce. So this is Love on Top by Beyonce.